Welcome to this episode of the Inspired by Steve podcast, presented by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning professional speaker, author, and entertainer, Steve's ultimate goal is to inspire others to discover their greatest passions and make them part of everyday life. We hope you enjoy this week's program. And now, here's Steve Gamlin.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to this brand new podcast. 2 days before Christmas 2001, I was having a great day. June 16th, 2007 was a day that changed my life forever. Last Saturday was pretty memorable as well. How do I remember these things? I've been keeping journals for close to 20 years, and I still have them all. These hardbound treasure chests have captured my life's Himalayan highs and Grand Canyon lows. Stunning victories and catastrophic defeats, heart-swelling loves and heart-stomping breakups. When I got my first radio job back in 1992, I wrote down how it made me feel. When my friend Danny, who'd been the one to encourage me to follow my dream of getting on the radio, died 2 weeks later, I wrote about it. What I didn't realize at the time was the true gift that I was giving to myself. See, when we get caught up in the day by month by year by decade living, we run the risk of forgetting the little things that make us smile or feel the real emotion every day. Just this past week, I had an amazing online conversation with a fellow DJ. I've been a professional DJ for about 18 years. We were talking about the importance of integrity. And just before falling asleep that night, I jotted down in my journal that my spirit soared at discovering someone else who cares like I do and actually gets it and understands how important integrity is in our industry. Would I have remembered this conversation in 10 years if there was a day that I was losing faith in professionalism? Probably not. Now I can tap back into that emotion anytime I wish, whenever I flip through the pages of this year's journal. When I mention journaling to others, an answer I commonly hear is, I have nothing to write about. Nothing great happens in my life. Sure you do. Did someone make you smile today? Did you make someone else smile or laugh, maybe till coffee came out their nose? Did you see something beautiful? Did you hear a song that you loved that made you think of something happy? Now, before anyone thinks my journal is all sunshine and unicorns, it's not. When I write, I'm very honest with things that are happening in my life. When I was going through my divorce, I wrote in my journal. When I was $65,000 in debt with practically no assets, I wrote about it. And then I brainstormed ways to get out of it and inventoried all the assets I had in my heart and mind to help chip away at that mountain of debt. There are some days I just wake up in the morning very early and I write, today I'm going to make something incredible happen for myself and at least one other person. And then that night, I jot down at least three cool things that happened to me that day. Here are some recent examples. Changed my schedule and I was able to volunteer with my mom at Meals on Wheels in Manchester. In one day, I booked three new speaking events, and then I drove up to Vermont to surprise my girlfriend with a visit. So you don't think your life has this many moments? I bet it does. Would you be willing to write down at least three good things each day happening in your life for just 1 week? It's a great way to pick yourself back up when things seem cloudy and gray. Here's to journaling, the key to the eternal smile. And until next time, take care.
We hope you enjoyed this recording. For more information on booking Steve Gamlin as a speaker, purchasing copies of his latest book, 20 to Life in a Good Way, or viewing Steve's upcoming seminar schedule, please visit www.inspiredbysteve.com. If you have an idea you would like to share for future podcasts, please send an email to steve@inspiredbysteve.com.